The search for Idaho poll workers is complicated by the fact that poll workers tend to be older and more susceptible to COVID-19. Danielle Root with the Center for American Progress says failing to find election workers would be a threat to the safety and effectiveness of the state's voting system.
If we do not have enough poll workers, polling places will close. Early voting periods, which are so important, will be slashed or eliminated entirely because there just aren't enough people to work them.
Idaho ran an all-male ballot back in May, in part because it had trouble finding poll workers. But even if the general election isn't all absentee, more Idahoans are likely to vote by mail. Root says the state needs to beef up staffing on the back end to make sure mailed ballots get counted.
In the 2016 election, mail ballots only constituted about 28% of all ballots cast. We're going to see huge increases in November in reliance on vote by mail, and states need to be able to handle all of those new mail ballots.
Root says more funding is needed for elections. The CARES Act allotted about $400 million, but she says that's a tenth of what experts say the country needs. Ryan Pieranunzi is a manager of the Fair Election Center's WorkElections.com project, which started in 2018 to help counties recruit poll workers. He says in 2016, more than half of workers were older than 60, people who are considered a high-risk group from COVID-19.
That's going to have a major impact on the ability for people who have traditionally served as poll workers to come out and serve again this year.
This is where the WorkElections.com website could come in handy, including help with mail-in ballot counting. Pieranunzi says the project is designed to put the varying poll work requirements from county to county in one place. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.